A shakeup at the athletics program at the University of Miami. Today, eight players, including the quarterback, Jacory Harris, were suspended because of allegations from the booster, Nevin Shapiro, that the players accepted extra benefits while they were being recruited. Four players are being forced to pay back benefits. Here to explain is Susan Miller-Degnan, a beat reporter for the Miami Herald. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Well, okay, first of all, explain what these allegations are against these players and who Nevin Shapiro is.
Well, Nevin Shapiro is a convicted felon who is now in prison for a $930 million Ponzi scheme. And he was a booster at the University of Miami, meaning he gave money to the athletic department, and he tried to get in very closely with the players and the stars there. As far as the players being suspended, actually it was more than four players. At least eight players, or actually more, took benefits from him, received benefits, whether it be dinners or going to strip clubs where he paid the cover charges, or going to his house or on his yacht and receiving food, nightclub entry, things like that. And they all have to, depending on how much it's perceived that they took, they have to pay that back. I guess most of the money would go to charity, and sit out, eight must sit out games or suspended.
There are people who are complaining that perhaps we shouldn't be trusting the word or suspending players or doling out punishments based on the word of a convicted felon.
Well, that's where the NCAA, which is the governing body of college athletics, comes in. They do their own investigation, and they interviewed all of the players who are alleged to, you know, take the impermissible benefits, and you know, they came up with their own conclusion, and based on that is what happened.
We're speaking with Susan Miller-Degnan, beat reporter for the Miami Herald. I got to say, Susan, they're suspending players from a handful of games, and some of these players are only being forced to pay back $100 or less. Is this the extent of the punishment? Is anything going to happen to the actual program at the University of Miami?
Yes, it will, and that's probably what, you know, all the UM fans are more worried about, or the UM administration today. The NCAA is still conducting an investigation, and it could take more than a year. It started in March. It could take several months. It could take more than a year. This will be, you know, part of the evidence, but they had to rule on the players before the season, because if UM had played any of these players and later they found out that they were guilty of some NCAA infractions, then the school would have had to forfeit the games, and they would have been in much bigger trouble. Now, down the line, the NCAA will continue its investigation and see if UM was guilty of, for example, lack of institutional control, which means that UM, and I think they probably will get hit with scholarship penalties. They'll get some scholarships taken away. They might get a ban on bowl games, and this might not happen till next season, but it affects the program very much and the recruiting in the future.
Susan Miller-Degnan, beat reporter for the Miami Herald, talking about the announcement today that many players, including the quarterback at the University of Miami football program, will be suspended from games and be forced to pay back any extra benefits they received from a booster while they were being recruited. Thanks, Susan.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.